This is Able Chat. Where we discuss news, topics and services in your local community regarding disabilities and the NDIS.
Able Chat is about disability. Able Chat is about health. Able Chat is about your community. Go to ablechat.com.au for more information and to ask us your questions.
Good evening. Welcome to another week of our wonderful Able Chat. It's great to have you here back in the studio again, in which we do it here in each and every week. We try to talk about health, disabilities and a whole lot more. No matter where you're living, you're listening from right around the country, we've got listeners right up the north, right down to the south, or I don't know what's down the bottom. I don't know. Right down the bottom anyhow, from the top to the bottom. There is someone there. There are people calling in. Last week we had a bit of a conversation, a wonderful conversation with a beautiful person. If you haven't listened to that, it is up on the website, ablechat.com.au. You can check that out. Or you can simply go to the 893 website, and there you will find the on-demand links with the program from last week. It really was beautiful having a chat to her and about domestic violence and also winning the wonderful award that she did. All the details are on. I'm not going to give you too much until you listen to it, okay? This week we're talking about a whole range of subjects, plus we've got a bit of a conversation with a local charity group right here around the northwestern Sydney or southwestern Sydney area. We're going to be talking a whole lot about them, and we'll find out everything they've got to tell us, which is really interesting. It brings me, I hope this works. It should do. Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Why are we playing Sugar, Sugar? Yeah, sugary drinks are in the focus this week as the diabetes wake-up call. That's right. We bring you the latest on community health inclusion each week, and of course tonight we're focusing on a major health warning that's making waves during National Diabetes Week. It's time for Australia to get serious about sugar. Yeah, particularly in what we're drinking. The Australian Medical Association, the AMA, is calling for a national tax on sugar-sweetened beverages. We've heard this one before, haven't we? That's right. Well, not just a tax at the checkout, but a tax on manufacturers. Of course, throw another tax. It's not going to stop people drinking a sugary drink, though. Make them rethink about the amount of sugar they're pumping into drinks like soft drinks, energy drinks, and fruit-flavoured beverages. They're proposing a rate of 50 cents per 100 grams of sugar. It might not sound that much, but it could drive significant health benefits. Because type 2 diabetes is on the rise and sugary drinks are fueling that fire, obesity is one of the biggest risk factors for type 2 diabetes, and the sugary drinks, they're among the top contributors to unnecessary sugar intake. The AMA Vice President Association Professor Julian Raitt says it's time to act. The evidence shows that sugary drinks are fueling rates of obesity and chronic disease. And the sugar tax is our best chance of getting on top of these crises. He says for people with diabetes, something as simple as swapping soft drinks for a water could make a huge difference. Now, mind you, what if you don't like water? Okay. The global evidence stacks up. Over 100 countries and jurisdictions have already introduced sugar taxes, from the UK to Mexico, and they've seen real results. Lower sugar content in drinks, declines in sugar and related diseases. In many places, industry has stepped up to reformulate products. In contrast, Australia is falling behind. The situation is getting worse. Yes, last year, the sugar content in Fanta. Now, you love that if you like the Fanta. Yes, the Fanta. And mind you, you only have to know that there is red Fanta now, right? Strawberry Fanta or raspberry Fanta, whatever it is. Of course it's going to be 99% sugar, isn't it? I mean, look at it. I mean, it glows in the dark. But despite these promises from manufacturers to do better, so what could this proposed tax actually do? Well, the AMA said it would reduce sugary consumption by 2 kilograms per person each year, and that would raise around about $3.6 billion in revenue. Of course, throw a tax on a tax. And crucially, find other preventative health programs, the ones we need to fight diseases like diabetes before they even take hold. National Diabetes is more than a health calendar event. It's a wake-up call. And it reminds us about the bold actions and rates of diabetes, especially type 2, which is kept climbing. And that burden just won't fall on individuals, but on our hospitals, families, carers and communities. But before you take a view on whether it's time to pick up that cordial bottle that's full of sugar, maybe think about all the foods that you've got in your cupboard at the moment that have got hidden carbohydrates and sugar. Overprocessed foods, living on pastas, quick-minute noodles, crisps, biscuits and other sweets, which are laden with carbohydrates, which are 99% just as bad for you as that sweetened drink. So it is about eating a really balanced diet at home, full of greens, reds and oranges, all the colours of the rainbow. And it's about replacing all those sugary delights and put something else on there that's equally delightful. And then hopefully you'll see not only a lower in our diabetes rate, but you'll also see a much healthier community and living people that we have. We have to stop eating this processed garbage that comes out of our boxes, and we have to start eating fresh and delicious food. But let me say, having, you know, fruit and vegetables last for over a month, fresh food can also be very deceiving as well. So let's see where we go with that. But let's hope that we find the solution quickly before it becomes too much of a problem. Put some sugar on me, baby. The Archies, all the way from 1969. Still gets your toe tapping, though, doesn't it? No matter who you are or what age you are. Of course it does. Yeah, well, as we go all the way from sugary sweets, we start looking at other items in the news this week. Just excuse me, I've got a little hiccup with my headphone plug, as you do. That's better. The pain relief or pain risk was the story this week, which came to my attention, in which we're diving into a developing healthcare controversy. And it's one that could impact thousands of Australians living with chronic pain. Now, a new call is being made by leading doctors and health insurance groups to ban spinal cord stimulators. Now, these are devices implanted to manage chronic pain after the research reveals alarming risks and costs. Now, spinal cord stimulators are small little electric devices implanted into a person's body. I've actually had a lady that I used to work with many years ago, a Liberian. She had terrible back pain. Shocking, shocking. She tried everything, absolutely everything there was to try and alleviate those problems. And she ended up having one of these spinal cord stimulators. Now, the spinal cord stimulators, as I said, are small electronic devices implanted into the person's body, and they send electrical pulses to the spinal cord in hopes of disrupting pain signals. They're used to treat things like back pain, neck pain, nerve damage, and complex regional pain syndrome. But as the new analysis published in the Medical Journal of Australia paints a troubling picture, researchers independently examined data from five major Australian health insurers covering thousands of patients who had spinal cord stimulation between 2011 and 2022. And the findings were startling. Around one in three people, that's 35%, needed unplanned revision surgery due to complications with the device. Some patients saw their treatment cost climb above $500,000. Now, the average cost to health insurers from a single permanent device is close to $56,000. It's very cheap, isn't it? Not. But the costs aren't just financial. Many patients are experiencing pain, complications and distress with mounting evidence that the devices may not even work effectively. The doctors behind the latest research argue the devices should only be used in randomised controlled trials where safety and outcomes are monitored and not as a general pain treatment. Backing the call is the Private Healthcare Australia, which represents insurers covering over 15 million Australians. So I do warn you, this story literally has got hints all the way of the private healthcare insurance groups. So obviously something that's costing them millions of dollars is not something that they would prefer to pay out on. But their CEO, Dr. Rachel David, said that while the spinal cord stimulators have been cancelled or restricted by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, they're still being used mostly in the private sector. And here's what she said. If these spinal cord stimulators were new technologies trying to get listed for Medicare today, they'd be deemed too dangerous. Now, Dr. David is urging the government to take the next step, review the devices through the Medicare Services Advisory Committee, assess their safety and effectiveness. And, of course, if they don't meet modern standards, remove them from the Medicare benefits schedule and from the prescribed list of medical devices. So, well, what does this mean for the patients? For many, it could mean a rethink of their traditional path. For others, it may be a relief to see tighter regulation on advice that has not delivered on its promise. Dr. David Sides said 90% of spinal cord stimulators are currently inserted in the private sector, and Australians deserve to know what they're receiving is safe, effective and value for money. At a time where our health system is under pressure and costs are rising, she says we can't afford to fund treatments that do more harm than good. But for people living with chronic pain, there is another moment to rise the question, are we offering hope or are we offering hype? We continue to follow the story and the voices of those living with the pain. And of course, as more details come up about these stimulators, we'll let you know. But personally myself, well, I've seen some good things, but, you know, I'm not a doctor. Beautiful song. Absolutely beautiful. Yeah, nice way to bring down our next little story here, which we've got a bit of a chat going to happen here. Well, I want to tell you about a non-profit organisation, the Scalabrini. Now, thinking outside the square, the address is to increasing levels of social isolation and loneliness in senior years with the innovative and inclusive Live Easy Social initiative in the Sydney's West. Now, within the health organisation, deeming loneliness is a global health priority and estimating that 25% of people aged 60 or older globally are considered socially isolated. Scalabrini sought to find a solution that would assist those living independently in the community, and impacts of loneliness are crucial and are determinants of physical and mental health, particularly affecting seniors, or even more increase the risk of dementia by up to 50%. Recognising the significance of this challenge, and Scalabrini's Live Easy social program has been designed to combat loneliness by fostering facilitating community engagement. And, well, we've got someone on the line. We've got the lovely Anna on the line to have a chat to us all about what it's all about and help us out here. Are you there, Anna?
I am. Thanks,
Andy. Fantastic. Now, of course, that was all a bit of a spill. I read that, I'll be honest, I read that straight from the media launch, okay? A lot of people are probably shaking their head going, I have no idea what all that was about. So I'm hoping you can help me out here. Tell me all about what you do and where you're from and what it's all about.
Yeah, so Live Easy Social is all about people getting out and living easy, I guess, enjoying out and about in Sydney and connecting with other people. So we work a lot with older adults living in southwest Sydney and putting on social outings, making them it very accessible, very easy for them to join, to come along, explore Sydney, but mainly to make connections, possibly with new friends or old ones.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose that's the whole idea, isn't it? To get people out of their lounge rooms or front rooms, back rooms, or even the car, perhaps. We've got, you know, plenty of people still living in our cars. And I mean, it's about getting them into a social organisation and trying to get them out and about. So how do you guys do that? Well, like, are you focused in one particular area, or have you got multiple centres, or what do you do?
So one part of Live Easy Social is we do have a Live Easy Hub, which is in Mount Pritchard.
Right.
So that group meets every Wednesday. They come along, they have some morning tea, do some different activities. So that could be, we've got a couple of guys, Italian guys, who love to play Italian cards. They've tried to teach me a few times and I just can't get it.
You've got no chance. Absolutely no chance.
I know. We also have a group of Filipinos that come along who like to do a bit of karaoke, a bit of line dancing. I am slowly learning achy breaky heart line dancing.
You'll have to pick up those heels, sister. You will.
I know. Enjoy a lunch together and just really hang out, just come together socially. Another part of Live Easy Social is the social outing. So we put on bus trips. We usually leave from Mount Pritchard or Ashcroft, usually generally meet in a central location and go different places. Last week we went up to Moonee Moonee for a picnic. We've been to the Blue Mountains the other week. And again, it's just about encouraging, making it really easy for people to get out, not making it very expensive.
Yeah.
And to just explore Sydney, get out of the house and have a bit of fun.
That's right. My mum lives up in Queensland. And hi, Mum, if you're listening, she doesn't usually. That's the truth. she was a part of a woman's group up there, a ladies' group, you know. And there was quite a couple of hundred of them that used to go to, I think, the local library or something similar to that, community centre. And that was part of their do. Is the same was like, you know, sometimes they'd have stuff in centre where they'd have talks by people, but then sometimes they'd hop on a bus. My mum loved it, right? She adored it because the whole idea was, look, you might have family, but they all grow up, right? And they've all got their own lives and they've all got their own things. And what you find is unless you've still got some type of hub or connection with a social group in some type, you do become very, very isolated. You know, your life becomes Days of Our Lives at 1 o'clock, if that's when it is, I don't know. So... it's really hard, you know, besides, you know, waiting for your friends to maybe call you once a month or your family to drop in every couple of months. I mean, that's reality. It is there are, of course, senior citizen groups, and that's just one component, but then sometimes not everyone falls into that as well. So, you know, I suppose it's about finding something for you, isn't it?
It is, and that's, I guess, why we do lots of different outings. People don't always come on every outing, and even at the hub, you don't have to come every week. You don't have to stay for the whole time. It's really what people want to do because as adults, that's what we do. We choose what we want to do. We don't like to be told. No one likes to be told what to do, really. But so it's just really, it's what suits that individual. Come along as much or as little as you like, but to know that it's on every Wednesday. And also with the outings and what's happening, we do put it up on our Facebook page and on our website, so people can just read about it if they're interested, click the link and book online, or otherwise just keep looking and seeing what's comes up, something might be interesting to you in the future.
Now, I have a few clients that I'm a support coordinator, for those who, you know what I do. And I mean, I do have a few clients with dementia. And they actually have NDIS to support them because they're not quite to the stage of a nursing home. I have led them to a few of these community sort of access programs because with their worker, they can sort of spend a day out and about sort of enjoying, you know, they're a great social thing, even though they don't necessarily always remember the people, but the people always remember them, and it's quite wonderful that they embrace them, you know, and go, "Hi Joey, how you going?" And it's like they don't remember them, but the whole thing is it's like it makes them feel like, oh, they really know me. They want to be my friend, you know. And you live every day as it is. Is that something that can be also, it could happen with you guys at the hub, perhaps? It's or an outing if you had someone that, you know, not necessarily was full, you know, care, but needed to also be out and about. Is that something they could hook onto and enjoy?
Yeah, so we do keep our costs low, so people, as many people as possible, are able to enjoy it. And so we don't have, I did a lot of work in my previous life doing social day centres and overnight respite cottages for people living with dementia.
Right.
So we don't, in Live Easy Social, we don't have the staffing structure to support that one-on-one. But
saying
that, as you say, if people were to have a carer, we have had daughters come along with their mums. And the daughter or the friend provides that care. And that person can still attend the day and they have a lovely day. So we're always up to talk about and see what we can do.
Yes, I encourage it. I mean, it, look, your NDIS are not going to fund your program and you have to pay out of pocket. That's you know, that's how we keep the program going. But as you say, keep it at a reasonable cost. But it is a nice little alternative for someone that's not, you know, yet ready for full care. They're just sort of, you know, they've got the first stages. This is a great, you know, my father-in-law and his wife used to quite often go to social outings with the groups and stuff. And he had, you know, the first stages of Alzheimer's. And but he was fine. John loved it, absolutely adored it. You know, he didn't remember, said one week to the other. But, you know, they all knew John, and he still told them the same jokes like he did last week. What age groups is Live Easy Social try to encapture? Is there a particular age group?
Oh, there's not. I'm not checking driver's license on entry, but it is, I guess, targeted to your older adult.
Okay.
So I'm going to say over 60. A lot of our people are very active. They're busy doing lots of different things, but as you say, their families are busy working or doing other things. So there is still that whole of socialising. So we have people who are 60-odd, but we also people have up to 90. And everything in between. And a lot of our people and a lot of the feedback was that people wanted to go out, but they just didn't know where to start to organise it. And that's where we kind of, I take over the logistics. We put morning tea on, we get a bus, we organise the itinerary. So people really just need to register, turn up at the pickup place. And your day's pretty much looked after. We try and...
Now, if I had... Talking about that, sorry to cut you off. If talking about that, because you just triggered something in my brain as you said that. If there was someone that still didn't even know how to organise community transport, would that be something that you could organise for them, or at least give them the details of if there is a local community transport to get them there?
So
a cab
at the Live Easy Hub. We also do offer a bit of life admin help if people are needing it. Cool. I have a lot of history in aged care services, so being able to give people those answers, because it is a confusing system. So helping people, link in with those services that may be able to help them greater than Live Easy Social can. But, to also then hook up with community transport, see if they can get community transport to our pickup spot.
You know,
or when their home care package.
Some in their 60s.
Something like that.
You know, they're alive. Yep. They're online. Yes. They're ready to go. But, you know, I still have some dads and mums that look of my participants. And unfortunately, dad and mums still don't even use email. I don't know how they get through life, but they still don't. So it, and I'm not, you know, it's not my place to sit there and force them to use it. But, if they, at least if the girls in the office have got some way to say, look, all you need to do is ring this number and then off you go, you'll be fine. That's, I think that's a great way. Look, it sounds like a wonderful, as you said, so it's all on the Facebook page. Is there a particular, like a /, so you've got facebook.com and then /, what do we put in?
Live Easy by Scalabrini.
Okay. All right, so Live Easy by Scalabrini. Oh, that's a lot of words, isn't it?
It is, but
for someone
it's all
like
right.
me,
it's catchy.
And the website is
also liveeasy.com.au.
Okay, liveeasy.com.au. All right. So, well, that's okay. I'll be able to post that on the links this week for anyone that gets stuck. Look, I think it's absolutely wonderful. I think that there needs to be more of it in the community. You know, I mean, I'm looking forward to getting old. And I say that. Everyone worries about getting old, right? They're all terrified. They're like, oh, I don't want to be in a nursing home. Oh, I don't want to be able to wipe my bottom. You know, I'm looking forward to having someone beautiful come and wipe my bottom. That's all I can say. And I'm looking forward to joining, you know, being able to not have to go to work and actually go out to these light social groups, right, and have the time of my life where I can see all of Sydney, have a picnic, I can do some crafts, I can line dance, I can do karaoke, and trust me, I'm a professional in that department. So, I mean, you know, we're going to be doing quite well, I think.
I think that's what people need to remember. Being older doesn't mean you have to sit at home and watch Days of Our Lives.
No.
And that there is so much stuff that you can do, and so many people out there who are like you also wanting to get out. And the connections that you can make are endless, but you need to give it a go once.
That's right.
What I always say to people. Just give it a go.
Give it a go.
If you don't like it, you never have to come back. Don't
even try it twice. Again. You know, sometimes the second time changes everything. You've got to give it a go. You got nothing to lose, right? Couple of bucks.
100%.
That's it. Couple of bucks. And these days you can't even get a coffee for a couple of bucks. So why wouldn't you?
Well, and at the hub we play bingo after lunch, which is a big hit with prizes, which everyone loves.
And the
lunch is home cooked by one of our staff. She's Italian, and they all just rave about her Italian food. Other choices are available, but they always go back to her pasta.
Why wouldn't you?
We've even had pasta making at the hub, which Lucia has led. So
I mean, Scalabrini, right? They're famous, right, aren't they? Let's face it. They used to own most of southwestern Sydney, right? You couldn't go down the street without an Italian trying to throw a pasta bowl at you. I mean, that's just what happened. Yeah. And, I mean, of course, if there wasn't one of those nunas there cooking something delicious, I'd be heartbroken. I mean, I feel like just coming out to get some pasta. You've changed my whole life already.
It's very tasty, very tasty.
Oh, yes, delicious. Yes. All right. Well, that look, I'm really, really excited. I hope someone that's listening or at least knows someone out that way. You're looking sort of out the Western Sydney area. So jump on board.
Yeah, Southwest Sydney. Yep.
Southwest. Jump on board. Have a look at the website. I'll post some links this week. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. And if you've got some changes or anything that's happening at the centre, let us know. We'd love to have a chat about it anytime.
Thanks so much, Sandy.
All right, darling. Oh, wasn't that exciting? Oh, I love it. I want to go now. I've only got 20-something years before I'm allowed to, I think. Yeah, don't forget this weekend is Sydney Disability Pride Festival. The PWDA will be celebrating a disability pride with the stall at the Sydney Disability Pride Festival from 10 a.m. on Saturday, 26th of July. That's this Saturday. The free annual event is organised by People with Disability for People with Disability and Allies to celebrate the largest, most diverse minority on earth. It's a day of disability affirming activities and it's run by People with Disabilities. Of course, Ellie Mae Barnes is going to be there. I love Ellie. She's fantastic. She's a wonderful person. We've got Deb Roach will be there, Emily Dash and Alistair McEwen AM will also be there. So tickets are free. All you need to do is simply show up. It doesn't take much at all. I'll be there as well from 10 a.m. Saturday, 26th of July at Sydney Town Hall. So do check that out. If you're up in Queensland, don't forget to check out an event called Unstoppable Talent. And that's from this Thursday, the 24th of July at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Beacon Community, which is 34A Workshop Street in Brassall. 4305. Now, for audience members, there's a gold coin donation entry except for performers and their support staff. All you need to do is visit the page of their event to basically get your tickets. There's a Focal Community Service is proud to present this, and of course, it's celebrating Pride Month. Now, the event will feature local performers with disabilities showcasing their talents in a fun, inclusive, and supportive setting. We're seeking expressions of interest from performers, and audience bookings are now open. So, they're looking for people to come along, but also for people to perform there. And all you simply need to do is go to ideas.org.au and then simply put in Unstoppable Talent Show, all right, or focal.org.au. I wish I was up in Queensland. I'd love to go and see that. I think it'd be fantastic. And, you know, it's like a little gold coin donation on the door. It costs you nothing, hey? How wonderful, you know? And so much fun, usually, because there's always so much talent that you don't realise that they have there. On Tuesday the 29th, which is next week, it's Crazy Hair Day as well. I don't know whether you like to do your hair when you get out of bed or it naturally just comes that weird. Ready to go crazy and raise awareness about cystic fibrosis. Now, Crazy Hair Day is an annual fundraising event held in the schools across Australia. So for a gold coin donation, encourage your students and teachers to wear their craziest hair at school. Getting involved couldn't be easy. Simply go to the website, fill out a registration form, nominate a date and receive your digital starter kit. So come on, schools, if you're not already doing it, make sure you do. Get out there and help cystic fibrosis. It's the least we can do. And also, you can have a huge fun day with some crazy hair, can't you? I don't need crazy hair. It just comes natural for me. If for the local news around the area, well, there is a free outdoor fitness program also that I thought I would mention. Fairfield Council have been pumping this into my email every couple of days, so they really want me to get it on air. Feel healthier and stronger, meet new people and build confidence to exercise and learn to use your local outdoor gym. So are you ready to boost your fitness and meet new people and enjoy your local outdoor gym? Well, Fairfield City Council's popular Gyms in Parks program is back this term, and it's completely free. I love that word, free. Not very often we hear it these days. Whether you're looking to improve your strength, fitness, or just get moving, Gyms in Parks is a great way to stay active. So join our qualified trainers for fun, inclusive group sessions designed for all fitness levels. Term 3 is in the below locations. Get out your pen and paper if you're in Wetherill Park, because it's going to be at the Emerson Park in Wetherill Park between the 4th of August and the 17th of September. Mondays and Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Okay, Emerson Park, Wetherill Park. Or you can also register for Emerson Park, or there is another one at Coonara Park in Villawood. Coonara Park, and that's between the 5th of August and 18th September, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. All right, there's a whole new lot of gym equipment there, and they're going to be talking a whole range of languages, such as English, Assyrian, Arabic, Vietnamese, and if you're like me, it'll just be Tasmanian. I don't understand half of anything. But it doesn't matter. Join the Leisure staff and get you through the tutorials. Everything is there. There is tutorials and videos online as well. Simply just go to the Fairfield City Council website and put in Gyms in Parks, and it will give you all the details, okay? Sounds like a lot of fun. If I could get my bum over that far, it's a little bit far from me, but, you know, get my bum out of bed, I would do it. Absolutely. It sounds like, you know, it's a great way to just get fit, isn't it? Just trying to talk to him on the phone. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, look, you've got some love trouble, you've been telling me on the phone. You got a bit of love trouble. Now, tell me, you said to me 1 minute she's on, 1 minute she's off. Tell me all about it. What's going on?
Well, she is trying to say she wants me 1 minute and, our minutes, her ex wants her back. And I mean it, she wants me back, but she don't make her mind up. I'm just confused.
Now, have you actually met her in person?
No, she's living in Brisbane.
Right, she lives in Brisbane. So I've got some advice for you. And you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. But at the end of the day, it's up to you if you want to take it or you just want to just throw it in the air and give it a middle finger. That's okay. I don't mind. But, you know, the end of the, you never find love on Facebook. That's the truth, right? If you're going to find someone, you need to have someone to support you and get you out there, and perhaps you can use a dating, you know, site, especially one that understands your needs and other people and what you're looking for in another person. But you also need to have some depth, you know. You need some light space so you can get to know each other, a real person, you know, with real feelings to have a real conversation. And you're always playing with danger when it's Facebook, because you've got people there that are on there reaching out because they want to tell you their story to make them feel better. But it's not necessarily anything deeper than that sometimes. Yeah? And you know I marry couples. You know I marry people. And I've married quite a lot of people over the years that have met online. But I can tell you none of them have been from Facebook. They've always been, you know, they've always been from a proper dating service or an app that's set up for dating to get to know that person and profile them. But also then you can also put in there what your needs are and what you're looking for and what type of person you want and where you would like to go on your first date. You know, those type of things really important, especially to females and to males or anyone that's interested. Doesn't make any difference. Yeah. So I think what you need to do is try and find a different avenue to find someone, yeah? Because I know that you don't necessarily get out socially very much, but maybe that's something you could work on, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe we can get you socialising. We could get, I know, we could get you on one of those speed dating events. Do you reckon you could handle that? I reckon you would. So. I think you'd do quite well at a speed dating event. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you what something. There's a story this week, too, that a show is coming back online this week. And it started from the actual actor, started from Dating on the Spectrum, which was an ABC program about dating. Something very similar. I don't know if you ever saw it, but it was like people with disabilities that actually went on dates, their first date, like a dating show. But it was more or less done in a way that it was in a safe environment and you get to know the people. And then one of them ended up with his own TV program called Austin. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's an ABC hit comedy, Austin. And his name was Michael Theo from season one. His performance was a breaker hit. Now, Michael, who is autistic himself, brought new raw honesty and humour to the character of Austin, a young man navigating life on his own terms. And that's going to be coming back on Sunday. Season two is going to be coming back on Sunday, the 27th of July at 7:30, and it'll be on ABC. That'll be worth checking out. And, you know, this, even though this new, you know, comedy that he's in is completely not like that, but I even suggest you do go back through your Netflix. I think it was on there, or one of those, and they still have the Dating on the Spectrum. Yeah, Love on the Spectrum, I think it was called. And that'd be worth you watching, Brad. Because you sort of get an idea then of what's ahead of you, yeah?
Yeah.
You got to find you someone really special.
Ha-ha.
Yeah. Yeah. How rich do they need to be?
Not as rich.
Good. Yeah. Never go for money. Never works.
Yeah.
Because they'll just buy someone else. Yeah. There's a bit of advice for you. Always go on the same level. If you've got nothing in your pocket, you gain nothing if you try.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, maybe someone's out there, they like the sound of your voice, they might want to go out on a date with you. You never know.
Yeah.
They can always send us an email anyhow. Send us an email. you can send us an email, info@ablechat.com.au, or send us an email. Actually, I don't know why I even give that one. Just go sandy@enablewise.com.au, and you can get through to me at Enablewise, and we can try and share the love. Maybe someone at home, single, a nice young age, around about the age of 18. That'd be nice, wouldn't it, Brad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
18, 19.
Yeah, wants a bit of a hunk. Yeah, they'll be all right.
Yeah.
They'll be lining you up, won't they? Are you a big kisser? That's the question.
Sometimes, but not all the time.
Well, we'll give it a try. That's the whole idea, right? Yeah. Just don't get her to wear her best lipstick. She'll get really annoyed with you. If you smear it all over her face. From all that kissing.
Nah.
Yeah.
What about yourself? Do you like kisses?
Oh, I'm a big kisser. Oh, yeah, the dog loves it. My budgie's not so keen on it at the moment, but I try my best. I do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got to go because it's almost time for me to head up and let Glenn start with, camp here. I'll talk to you next week, okay? We'll see how you go with your dating chances, all right?
Okay, I will talk to you later.
All right, we'll do. Catch you there. Okay. Bye.
Well,
as I said to you, it's another week here at Able Chat. Do check that out. As I said, on ABC this Sunday. I do love that show. If you haven't watched it, you can watch the repeats as well. We'd also like a big thank you for Anna, who rang through, of course, from the Scalabrini's Live Easy social program. And I will give you the links for that online, so you'll be able to get it. And there's a whole lot there at Mount Pritchard at the Mount Carmel Church Hall. That's where it is. The Our Lady at Mount Carmel Church Hall in Mount Pritchard. That's where they do that on a Wednesday. Now you can do some bingo cards trivia and all that jazz. Or don't forget to also join us if you would like. I'm going to see you down there. I've got some clients to pick up. We're going to go into the city for, of course, Sydney Disability Pride Festival, which will be wonderful from 10 o'clock on Saturday at Sydney Town Hall. Just be proud of who you are and your disability is what it's all about. All right, well, we'll catch you next week at the same time. Do take care. And coming up now, we've got, Camp Ear with Glenn tonight. All right, we'll see you next week. Well, bye for now. Bye for now.